Kroger Allyship Guide Tells Employees to Celebrate Trans Holidays, Support Bail Fund. By Spencer Lindquist on August 31, 2022. The Kroger Company, a supermarket giant, published an allyship guide that told employees to use inclusive language, celebrate transgender holidays, and even support an organization that bails violent criminals out of prison. The allyship guide, intended for employees and published in 2021, is split into four different sections, titled LGBTQ+, Asian American Pacific Islander, African American, and Hispanic Heritage. The guide says that allies should lead by example and prove to be fierce advocates, and defines the term as anyone who publicly declares support for and advocates on behalf of LGBT rights. Some people's morality can be a barrier to accepting LGBTQ+ people, the guide read. It went on to say that, though the company cannot decide an individual's values for them, a company has values that they expect employees to follow. The guide provided a vocabulary list of various terms associated with the LGBTQ+ movement, including non-binary, queer, transgender, cisgender, and pansexual, which it defined as someone who is physically or emotionally attracted to all genders. Included on a list titled Language to Avoid were the terms boyfriend/girlfriend and husband/wife. The guide told employees to avoid if you do not know the gender of the partner/spouse. Employees are also supposed to abstain from asking transgender people any pre-transition questions, such as asking for old pictures or inquiring about the person's old name. The guide even suggests that employees refrain from referring to customers with language like sir or ma'am. It also argued that gender and sex were distinct before going on to discuss those who identify as non-binary. It defined the term as a person who does not identify exclusively as a man or woman. Non-binary people may identify as being both a man and a woman, somewhere in between, or as falling completely outside these categories, the guide read. It then listed some gender-expansive terms, such as gender fluid, gender queer, and NB. One slide, titled The Importance of Pronouns, admonished its employees, saying it is a privilege to not have to worry about which pronoun someone is going to use for you based on how they perceive your gender. If you have this privilege, yet fail to respect someone else's gender identity, it is not only disrespectful and hurtful, but also oppressive. It also informed them that they may be asked to use newly invented pronouns like z/her, while others do not want to use any pronouns whatsoever. When someone is referred to with the wrong pronoun, it can make them feel disrespected, invalidated, dismissed, alienated, or dysphoric, the guide contended. Several notable awareness dates were listed in the guide, including five different annual celebrations dedicated to people with gender dysphoria. Employees were encouraged to celebrate International Non-Binary People's Day, International Transgender Day of Visibility, Pansexual Visibility, Transgender Awareness Week, Transparent Day, Transgender Day of Remembrance, and several other faux holidays that have recently been manufactured for political purposes. The guide specifically called for employees to take part in pro-trans activism and to support organizations like the National Center for Transgender Equality, the Trevor Project, and the Gay Lesbian Straight Education Network. It even includes a link to a fundraising page for the Human Rights Campaign. The organization has given Kroger a perfect score on its Corporate Equality Index for several years in a row. A press release from Kroger announcing the score brags that the company provides benefits for transgender-inclusive healthcare and has spent more than $1 billion with certified minority and women-owned suppliers. Kroger's allyship guide did not just focus on sexuality but also delved into racial topics. One section, assembled by the African American Associate Resource Group, included vocabulary terms like white privilege, systemic racism, and agent, one who takes action to maintain the status quo of privilege and oppression. Perhaps most shockingly, the guide encourages employees to support the Bail Project, which exists to bail suspected criminals, including violent criminals, out of prison, and claims to have bailed out over 24,000 people. The organization has even sued for the ability to bail out suspected violent criminals, including those who have been previously charged with a violent felony. According to local Indianapolis news station WRTV, Three people they've helped get out of jail were later accused of committing violent crimes. Two defendants have been accused of murder and one allegedly stabbed and wounded two police officers. The section also encourages employees to read a number of books and articles that promote critical race theory, including 75 Things White People Can Do for Racial Justice, Ibram X. Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist, and Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility, which claims that anti-blackness is foundational to our very identities as white people. In the Hispanic Heritage section, Kroger suggested that employees use the term Latinx before telling them to avoid the phrases illegal, alien, or undocumented when discussing illegal immigration. Instead, the retail giant told employees to use the term unauthorized immigrant/person. Under notable awareness dates, Caribbean, Cuba, the guide remarked that January 1, known as Liberation Day, celebrates the removal of dictator Batista from power and the start of Fidel Castro's power. This allyship guide is, however, only one aspect of Kroger's push for woke ideology on gender and race. The retail giant's Environmental Social Governance ESG report from 2021 documents a number of steps that they are taking to implement a woke racial agenda. The report notes that the company intends to have 100% of its leaders take unconscious bias training. It also wants all of its associates to take inclusion training. Under the Just and Inclusive Economy portion of the report, the document includes demographic figures that show the proportion of both white male and white female associates at the company has slowly decreased from 2019 to 2020, while the proportion of women of color and men of color has increased. Meanwhile, the company is endeavoring to establish two-way mentorship and advocacy program between high-potential diverse talent and senior leaders in order to create additional opportunities and channels for more associates to have access to leaders across the organization, supporting the professional development of diverse talent and increasing collaboration, visibility, and advancement. The company also has a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee, which works alongside a number of identity-specific advocacy groups, including Black, Latinx, Asian, LGBTQ, and physically and intellectually disabled associates, as well as veterans, women, parents, and millennials, who they hope will drive organizational change. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.